This call is being recorded.
There we go.
Ready?
Yep.
Good evening and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for October 21st, 2025, 6 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our men and women service. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call, Director Guillermo Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Taki Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincture.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay. All right, we need to get approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of September 16, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of September 16, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of September 16, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of September 16, 2025.
I second it.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Board Vice Chair Brock and second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincture?
Aye. All right, warrants none, awards of contracts none, and we'll move on to new business. And number one is discussion report of audited financial statements for fiscal year 2024-2025 as presented by C.J. Brown and Company. It's in tab one.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So I'm here to present your financial statements for this year's fiscal year ended 2025. Okay, so every year, state law requires all governmental agencies and districts to have an audit performed by a qualified CPA. So every 7 months after your year end, by January 31st, the financial transactions report needs to be submitted to the state controller's office to be in compliance with the state. So on page four of your audit report, under the second paragraph, it states that your financial statements is in accordance with U.S. accepted accounting principles. Also in your board packet, I believe you have a management report which states that during our audit, which includes our risk assessment process where we understand and test your controls, we did not find any material weakness or fraud or any significant deficiencies or any non-compliance with laws and regulations. So overall, there's no issues we noted. There's proper checks and balances in your controls. So again, a great job by district staff and the board as well for performing great oversight of the district. So on page 8 of the report, you can see that on the bottom right corner, there's an increase in your net position or equity by $1.2 million, which I will explain in the next slide. So overall revenues, there was an increase by $240,000 compared to the prior year. The reason behind it is that your overall water revenues increased due to an increase in your water rates, and non-operating revenues increased by $26,000, primarily due to investment earnings increase. Your expense, there was an increase of $114,000, which can be attributed to pumping and water treatment costs increasing, and as well as your maintenance expense, making sure that all the pumps are running. It increased by $36,000 each, and your G&A or admin expense, it went up by $20,000. Also, your capital contributions or grants received or local grants received increased by $500,000. Any questions so far before I go ahead? So here's the summary. So what was earned? So the district earned $2 million in revenues, which is a 12% increase from last year's numbers. What was spent? District spent $2 million in operating expenses. And the district has a healthy cash position. $2.5 million compared to $2 million compared to the prior year. Any questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me tonight.
Thanks. So. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for all your work on that. I appreciate it. It's good working with you.
Thanks.
And good job to you guys.
Yes, very good job.
Okay. Item two, discussion action, receive and file rate study report by Water Resources Economics.
So that was one of the things that was going to be tabled to give you a month to do the research on it.
It was lovely reading, wasn't it?
It was.
So we need an action item on it.
The board needs to formally receive the report, and it's not approving the rates yet, it's just approving the report itself, and then in December is when the actual rates would go to the board for approval. Once this report is received, we'll post it on our website and then mail out the notices to the customers, saying that there's gonna be a meeting in December, which is when the board's gonna approve the rates.
So it's just to approve that we received it, so you can set it up.
Yeah.
Just so that they can get started on it.
And just that, as far as you're aware, everything in the report is accurate.
Yeah, when the gentleman was here a couple months ago, he talked about the review, the changes, and how it was going to affect customer billing and everything like that. So now we have to file and receive, and then we send out the letters, and then in December we're going to have the notification, and then the rates would actually go into effect, I believe, in February, once the...
The end of January bill.
End of January.
Yeah. And there was a couple of minor edits that they did do after this draft report was put in the board packet, but it has nothing to do with the actual content, it's just like some wording has changed a little bit. But it doesn't change the actual content of the report.
Okay, so we need a motion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the receive and file rate study report by Water Resources Economics.
I second.
Okay, so motion to receive and file the rate study report by Water Resources Economics. Made by Director Davis, second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. All right, item number three is a discussion item, review general manager applications and schedule interviews.
We printed out a few applications of who we had narrowed it down.
Oh, I got them right here.
Okay. You can just kind of have that.
I think Gil's the only one that hasn't reviewed them yet.
Yeah. So when you get done, you can pass them again. We're going to schedule interviews for sometime in the near future.
The personnel committee?
Personnel committee. And then we'll talk about it at one of the meetings here in the near future, because Michael's leaving.
It's not an easy move, trust me. I wish I was a little younger.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, I know, it's...
And I'm going to until you leave.
Okay.
It's good to know you're going to be missed. It's good to know you're going to be missed.
So we just, there's no action item?
No.
Yeah.
I'll talk with you guys to discuss when...
Yeah, we can talk about that. All right, let's talk about old business. How's that? No Sarah?
No Sarah.
No Sarah today?
No. All right.
No meeting on that.
Discussion updates with SGPWA directors.
I don't know, do you guys have anything?
Regarding various matters. Anybody know anything?
They just,
A really long meeting.
Yeah, they had a very long meeting. Very long meeting. But they basically had presentations on different stuff that they're involved in. It wasn't really anything new. It was just very long.
And then one board member retired.
Yes.
Or resigned.
Well, that was one of the things. They had a party for him and they gave him an award and stuff for doing that and took pictures. And then they went along with their regular business.
Yeah.
But you were off way before it ended.
Yeah, when they went out to go take pictures, they said, I'm done, I'll let you guys.
All right.
We went on for quite a while longer.
Number two is discussion action item for community involvement.
So there's a couple of items that are coming up. I know they have a small gathering for Halloween. We donated a couple of baskets for their event.
That's on October 30th from 4 to 7.
What is it, like a trunk or treat?
Harvest Festival.
Oh.
Yeah, no one reached out to us about a trunk or treat. That's not usually done by the community center. Usually it's a community member who wants to put it on.
Yeah,
right.
They haven't done it. Victoria was going to do that, but I don't know what happened with her thing.
Yeah. They have a craft fair on November 11th from 10 to 3 at the community center. A veterans luncheon on November 14th from 12 to 4. And then the spay and neuter thing for dogs on October 23rd.
Yeah.
With the weight limit.
Yes, only small
dogs. And
I believe
you have to register for that.
Yes, you do. And I am working very hard to get vouchers for people that have bigger dogs because that's the problem in Calgary.
Yours are bigger than 20 pounds or
yes.
What?
Yes. Everybody's dogs that are on the streets, everything, are bigger than 20 pounds. And it's like, okay, then we need vouchers. And then help for the people that can't get their dogs to the shelter to be spayed or neutered. We need the trucks to come out and get them and do it so that we can have some of these problems taken care of. But I'm still working with that.
Yeah. The problem is the trucks are not big enough to handle the
large
dogs.
They just got
their big transportation trailer.
Transportation trailer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was talking about that.
So... I'm
we need to see that thing.
Hard on this.
Okay, updates. General manager.
I got you a little update.
Michael. Pollock.
So we had a very important meeting with the state on October 9th, and it was a coordination meeting attended by representatives of the San Antonio Pass Water Agency, Cal Rural Water Association. This included Deputy Director Kristen Abold and our engineer, Travis Romaine, also attended. And this had to do with our grant application for all of our pipelines. This is for the Jensen area, the whole pipeline on Broadway and all the pipeline on Benita. So it's a $15 million grant. Originally, they have specifications that your system had to be at risk or at failure, and that had to do with water quality. So we take water samples every week, and those get sent to the state. They get uploaded and everything like that. So if there's any violations, if there's any boil orders or anything like that, now you have a system that's on the radar, and then they look at you and say, you need system upgrades, so this won't happen again. But the Riverside County Board decided that they were going to vote to change the criteria, not only including at risk or failure, but having the ability to use professional judgment. So we plead our case. We had a lot of talented individuals pleading the case for the Cabazon Water Desk. We had Lance, we had Travis, myself, and we tried to plead our case that we have aging infrastructure and we're trying to be proactive, because if you don't replace aging infrastructure, it's going to deteriorate, which leads to water quality issues. And once you lose the confidence of your consumers, you only sell one item, and if that one item is not very good, you're going to have a hard time getting consumer confidence back. So I did try to plead our case. One of the things that I did use is at Golden State Water Company, we were regulated by the PUC, and we used the canoe method. So a canoe method is basically a group of German engineers created this elaborate formula, and it was an analysis used for the median life expectancy assumption for pipes. And they had to do with pipe material and age, because there are certain materials that only last a certain amount of years. Galvanized steel lasts 20 to 50 years. Well, the Gensonary was founded in 1954, and those pipelines were purchased from World War II ships. So those have exceeded their life expectancy.
By a long time.
So based on the canoe method, that would qualify that they're at risk or failure based on the pipelines, but not water quality, because our samples are coming back good, and they won't provide grant funding based on fire flow. They won't provide grant funding for hydrant installations. Those are just not on the radar whatsoever. So anyways, our system is in good shape. So they said they can't reward you for being in good shape. You have to be, you know, one of these ones that's falling apart. So anyways, we weren't successful at this time. I mean, I know that budgets are tight, state policies are, you know, their budget isn't robust as it should be, so maybe at a later time. But that it didn't go our way that day. So anyways, that's the report I have on that. And another issue was on September 24th, I met with the management team, Eric Howard. He's the general manager of the Desert Hills Premium Outlet for the expansion project of 40,000 square feet of new retail stores in the vicinity of the escalators and the Starbucks. So that's moving forward. They do have to sign with the Moronga Band of Mishinians for a new sewer hookup, and Krieger and Stewart, our district engineer, has to review the plan. So there's a $25,000 deposit that has to go to Krieger and Stewart for the approval process. It's not going to impact our system. It just there's no additional connection fees or anything. It's going to be coming through that 10-inch meter, so there'll be more revenue generated. Not a whole lot, because there's not restaurants, basically just the bathrooms and the new retail stores. So that was that meeting. So we'll have a little expansion going on over there. And then the next item was, we were contacted by Brett Rosine. He's the director of acquisitions of Tower Point, and another one of those organizations that wants to purchase our cell tower lease. You know, they made us an offer. Two different organizations made us offers, I think, last year. One was for $740,000, the other was for $780,000. We decided to decline, and stay with our current contract, which is renewed until 2045 with a $5,000 signing bonus and a 2% increase annually. So that's where we're at on that. So we'll see what kind of offer they send us when they do send it, but for now we're just going to stay with what we have. And then I was contacted by Mark Walling, who was the creator of the Hella Hydrants and of the Site One. They made a claim that they needed us to move our SCADA tower and the light pole that we had just reestablished. So on the pictures, you can see that the light pole is approximately, it's 30 feet. It's 30 feet tall. The light pole is 30 feet tall, and it's 105 feet from the Hella Hydrant. And the Hella Hydrant from the tank is 90 feet. So regular hydrants do not have a problem filling up there. I mean, the dust is an issue. They're trying to resolve that. But they're talking about when a Chinook comes in. The Chinook is the big 100-foot helicopter that comes down from Canada. So that's the only thing that they were concerned about. Well, you really can't move a SCADA tower. You can, but it's not just digging up and putting it in.
Well, they knew that was there when they
went. Right. And it was never an issue. And you can see that our cell tower is in the same vicinity. And you have a light pole and you have the Edison lines.
Tell them to move the tank.
Huh?
Tell them to move the tank.
Yeah. So just for future reference, so I gave them a nice little pushback on that. But now when you use quantum physics to explain this, it's basically, these are the steps. So the superposition is before selecting a new location for a SCADA tower, you're in a state of superposition, evaluating multiple potential sites simultaneously. The decision remains fluid until it's measured at the point at which the possibility of collapse into a single definitive choice. I just wanted you to have fun with this quantum physics thing here. So, and then the next step is the entanglement. The SCADA tower is deeply entangled with all of its surrounding infrastructure, sensors, communication lines, and control systems. Any change to its positions reverberates through the entire network, much like entangled particles that instantly affect one another regardless of distance. So it's not because it's close by, but there's also line of sight that has to be determined.
If they're complaining about this for this one, or what they do, they want us to move the mountain on the one that's in the elm? Because isn't that about the same?
Yeah, but I think this was just a single eyesore is what they're talking about. So the quantum tunneling is the regulatory and logistic barriers that may appear impenetrable. Yet, with strategic foresight and a bit of persistence, you can tunnel through these obstacles, emerging on the other side with approvals and progress in hand. Now you have the decoherence. Once the implementation begins, we transition from the elegant abstraction of planning into the messy reality of execution. Trucks, cranes, permits, and installation. The decoherence is a concept in quantum physics that explains how quantum systems lose their quantumness when they interact with their environment, transitioning from theoretical perfection to practical, entering the classical world where mud, metal, and manpower replace models and metrics. So here's the simple version. So back in the day, we've all had a TV with rabbit ears and foil on, right? And you got to move these rabbit ears and foils to get the reception
that
you want.
That one's
looking
like, no.
Maybe not.
Well, yeah. Maybe there's a fluke few, excuse me. But could you imagine that TV being 30 miles away and you have the rabbit ears and you have someone on the other end telling you a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right? Well, that's what you're going to do when you move a SCADA tower. So you can't just move it. You have to pre-engineer it. You have to find the site. You have to have your handheld SCADA device that communicates with the antenna on the office. So anyways, I had to explain Mark about that. But the fire captain who runs the helicopter department, everything, they were demanding that those moved. But we can't.
Tell them no.
We can't. We are told them no.
Yeah, we already told them.
They're going to pay for it.
Well, and that's it, that's it. It's not just digging it up and digging a new hole, you know, and, but, so, yeah, it's, and I basically told them, you got your SCADA technician, which is so many dollars per hour, and you got to hire the crane, the boom, and everything to move all that stuff.
Yeah, they should look at that before they.
Yeah, it was just poor design.
There wasn't any problems before, but now, I know the dust is a problem, so they're working on that.
What were they doing out there today, you know?
They were putting more rock up there at tank one. They said they were going to be coming and installing more rock.
Tank three, is that tank three?
Well, tank one is, so they were probably, he just notified me on tank one, so maybe they put more up there.
They have no rock up there, they're just a helicopter.
Okay.
Going up, and then, I think it got water or something, I don't know, and it went straight up over the mountain.
Well, we had them install meters at both locations, so we read those on a monthly basis, so we know what water used in operation is, so.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Really?
The reason I'm telling you that is because if they ever come back at a later date, we had this discussion, so if there's a new general manager, he can follow up with fighting the same battles.
You can tell him no also.
Yes, yeah, in a nicer way. In a less quantum physics way.
All right, let's move on. Shall we?
Yes, absolutely.
Public comments?
Have a gentleman in the back?
Oh, I just wanted to introduce myself. I mean, I can do it right now, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, my name is Jesse Brian Sandoval. I'm just Brian. And I applied for the general manager position. I'm sorry to see Mr. Polo go.
Okay.
But, you know, I lived down the street and I saw it and I said, well, you know, just give, you know, it might have been on one of the packets. I'm not sure. It just went around. But, just thought I'd say hello. I've been meaning to come down, but kind of get out of work a little late. So I was like, oh, I'll make an exception today.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Future agenda items and comments. Anything, guys?
Nope, no comment here.
Nope, we're just going to keep the rate study in here for public, so it's easy for the public to view it, up until December when it's actually up for approval.
Okay.
When the rates are up for approval.
Would the public like to see anything on the agenda?
No, but I did have a question, I mean, regarding separate issue from what you just spoke about. But so I noticed that on the Prop 218 notice, I believe it was August 19th. So the August meeting, you guys had discussed the Tier 3 issue about doing away with that. I mean, I wasn't here last month, so was there an update on that as far as if Tier 3 is... As far as the water usage tier three, if it was going to go away?
It does kind of go away.
The third one's going away.
Yes.
Yes.
The second one.
Yeah, that's been addressed. Yeah.
Okay, so it was going to, that's 3%, I think, right, for as far as the increase on the average.
Right. Yeah, as far as the basic service charge and then the first tier.
Yeah, like I said, I missed last meeting, so, or yeah. Last month, so I was.
Yeah, but that,
head,
that
so
third tier has been addressed.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's see, management comments.
Well, we're gonna be transitioning into as new applicants and hopefully finding a candidate that can help continue moving the district forward and working with board members to keep Cabazon moving in the direction it's been going.
When's that, February?
Oh, he's not leaving in February.
We're not
going to
let him. We're going to tie him to the chair.
There's a closet with his name on it.
I'd have to withdraw my Social Security application.
Just let him go. We
earned it. Board member comments.
No problem. Can I make a motion we keep Mike?
Miscellaneous stuff, everybody can read that. There's another word down there. Anybody want
to? Oh, yeah. I make a motion to adjourn this wonderful meeting.
All right.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 5:30, made by Director Davis.
What time?
It's 5:30. 6:30. That would be confusing.
The record.
We did it so fast.
We went backwards in time.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn at 6:30 p.m. made by Director Davis, second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.